Well, first and most importantly, I appreciate that welcome music, that walk-up tune. Anytime that we get to hear old Waymore, we're doing it right. And that has certainly become the theme song for McGee and me. And we're still trying to figure out how ESPN lets us do this crazy show, but we're grateful.
No question about it. All right, before we get into the world of college football at large, as you know and are now a part of, the NIL world is transforming college sports as we know them every single day. And you, like we said, are a part of that with Game Change, which right now have partner schools like Auburn, Samford, and Georgia Southern, but obviously the goal is expansion. What is Game Change doing? How are they hoping to make an impact in the NIL space?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share. It's not just the NIL space. It could potentially be. It's the athletic departments, and it's a really interesting business model. And when I got approached by them to partner and to be an ambassador for them, I studied it, and I was fascinated by the idea, and which was mine, but here's the gist of it. You go to GoGameChange.com. That's GoGameChange.com. You input your credit or debit card of choice, and then you choose the school that you want to benefit, and then every single purchase you make with the credit card or debit card that you inputted into GoGameChange.com, every single purchase is rounded up to the next dollar. And that difference goes directly to the athletic department you chose, and then they disperse it how they so choose. It is a tax write-off. It's considered a charitable donation. And you also enter yourself for prizes, money, all kinds of amazing opportunity. It's an interesting time. It's a transformative time in collegiate athletics. And all these schools are trying to figure out how they can raise money. I don't care if you're Texas. I don't care if you're A&M or Michigan or Ohio State. That have a lot of money, still trying to figure out how to get more money. And I think about my alma mater. I went to Radford University in Virginia. Y'all may or may not have ever heard of it. Been in the NCAA tournament a few times. But we're not only trying to figure out how we can raise some money, we're trying to figure out how to survive. And so this is a unique way for anybody to directly benefit the university they love and for which they cheer and the student-athletes at those universities. So really cool. GoGameChange.com. And you're off and running.
So just for clarification then, Marty, if I'm a University of Memphis football or basketball fan, right now I can go, or do I need to go to my school and say, hey, make sure we're hooked up with Game Change because I want to contribute directly?
Go on the website, put in your credit or debit card, choose Memphis, and boom, you're rolling.
Right now.
And I just looked at it. You can do that. So it's very easy.
It's interesting too, guys, because as I've – this is the third or fourth week that I've – kind of done some interviews and discussed Game Change. And I've had athletic directors approach me directly like, what is this and how the hell can we get involved? Because not all of us have $5 million to put our name on a building. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is a way to contribute to your favorite school and the athletes there without having to break your bank too bad. And it's just an awesome initiative. I think it's a really cool idea. And again, I wish it was mine. I'm just not that smart.
Yeah, well, it's really intriguing. Smart. And again, if you're listening right now and you want to do that with Memphis, you can do it. You just put it in the search bar and sign up, and it's that easy. GoGameChange.com. Speaking of Memphis, Marty, I know this
is boy. Are they? Fired up out there?
They are. I mean, I think, the shine was taken off a little bit by just how disastrous Florida State's season has gotten. But, I mean, there's no denying that brand, right? I mean, that's what it represents optically, is just you beat the brand of Florida State on the road at Memphis, and it was never even in doubt.
No, I mean, it was dominant. And, yes, it's a very difficult year for Coach Norvell and his group. But if I'm Memphis, so I don't care. I mean, it's a colossal victory, and one where Memphis looked really good, really tight, really physical. And I'm shocked that Florida State is this bad. I really am, because of what they produced last year. I know they lost a lot of talent. It shows you how good Jordan Travis is and Keon Coleman is. NFL dudes. And this year, man, they're chasing it. And congratulations to Memphis, because I've heard some people say, and I know you guys are around the program and cover the program very closely. That was as big a win as I can ever remember for that program. I'm curious what you guys think about the kind of historic level magnitude of that win.
You beat Peyton Manning, and that's one that this town holds dear and, you know, near and dear to their hearts and probably always will. The difference is, though, Marty, is what you touched on. You're in a year where perhaps for the first time ever, you've really got a chance to make the college football playoff and be in the mix. And this win over Florida State, right, can help you do that now, sitting at 3-0, I think, before the season. And certainly when Florida State was top 10, we all looked at that and said, okay, well, you'll be 2-1 after that when you go out and win the rest of them.
Right.
And you got the win, and now you can tell yourself, all right, man, I mean, this thing's lining up where we can go undefeated and make a college football playoff, and you've never done that in school history. And so for that reason.
They have the dudes.
Right, right.
I mean, they have the talent to do that. And it would be, I mean, you talk about historic, that would be so wonderful for y'all's town, for that university, and for the college football playoff, for that matter, because they would be a formidable opponent for anybody that faces them.
Well, this is what I want to know from you, having covered college football as closely as you have, and then last year what we saw with the committee and Liberty, and realize now we're talking college football playoff, but that situation with Liberty where you've got them undefeated, is this going to be a deal where Memphis has to go undefeated? You have to win an AAC and going away an AAC that's, you still got Tulane, but it's a down conference. Are you going to have to win every other game to keep out a Liberty team that's not playing a Power Four but could obviously go undefeated again? Like, how do you think the committee will deal with things if you've got a one-loss Memphis or a one-loss Boise State and a Liberty team that's sitting there undefeated but hadn't played anybody?
Yeah, I think that they might – look, they're looking for the best. And so I think that they would certainly look at strength of schedule as a substantial determining factor. And man, look, Boise had Oregon right there.
Yep.
I mean, they pushed Oregon, and a lot of people had Oregon as their preseason national champion, including some of my dear friends on the College Game Day set. And so, Tez Johnson, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tez's story. We won't get off down that rabbit hole, but what a wonderful young man, and he bailed him out with that punt return. But I don't know if Memphis has to go undefeated. I think they got to be they can't lose more than one. And
right,
if they do lose one, then it's got to be a really competitive game where it's very close.
Right, right. South Florida on the road or Tulane on the road for sure. We're talking to Marty Smith here from Marty and McGee. GoGameChange.com. Again, if you want to get involved and potentially benefit the University of Memphis and the athletic
directly
department there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That feels real good. Tennessee is going to open up its conference play, Marty, with a road game in Oklahoma. Does the Tennessee show just keep rolling this week in Norman, or is it potentially going to be some cold water for Josh Heupel on that offense?
I think that, I don't pick games, fortunately, but if I did, I would be taking the Vols. They're, huge favorites on the road. That place is wonderful to go to. I don't know if you guys have had the blessing of going to Norman, but what Tennessee has, they have so much talent. Offensively, they're awesome. And they're a very physical team. And there's all the storylines, too, about Heupel going back to Oklahoma after such a tremendous career there and then being let go as the OC. I'm sure you guys have been talking about it all week long. But nonetheless, I think if you looked at a national narrative, if you polled college football people nationally, I think that they would say they expect Tennessee to win, that Tennessee's more talented. What Nico Iamaleava is able to do in that offense and the way that Josh takes his physical gifts and treats them with a tremendous scheme. They're just a buzzsaw, dude. And, if they don't make the playoffs, I'd be really surprised.
And, Marty, last thing I got for you. Nobody's rooting for it, and we know there's a guy right now that's still got the job, but if Florida does decide to move on from Billy Napier, who's your first call, Marty? Who you calling first if you're Florida AD?
everybody says Kiff. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's talking about Lane being the guy. I've spent a lot of time around Lane, and I know he really likes Oxford, but I also know he really loves the state of Florida. And so that would have been intriguing. I don't know if you guys saw the report just that posted a little while ago. CBS Sports interviewed John Gruden that he wants to come back to college football. Now, who knows would happen, but I'm sure that if they do move on from Billy, and I had the opportunity to sit down with Billy last Friday morning, the end game, and ask him some very pointed questions about why did you use the word embarrassed? What embarrassed you after the Miami game? Everybody seems to have an opinion about your job security and status. How would you characterize it? Those are the kind of questions that I asked him, and I give him a lot of credit. He's got a lot of grace, and he answered them with great candor in something that none of us want to be asked.
Right.
And so Billy knows he has to win. He knows it. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine that Scott Strickland's first call would be Kiffin. But we'll see. I mean, dude's got it great in Oxford. He's got it humming, man.
He sure does.
Yep. He is the great Marty Smith.
Been a pleasure, Marty.
Again, gogamechange.com to enroll, learn about new ways you can support your favorite college athletic department. Great stuff, man.
Thank you,
appreciate
brother.
It as always.
Grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for the time and the fellowship, and have a great weekend of college football.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
Y'all.
You, brother.
Thanks,
thank you.
He is Marty Smith from ESPN. Yeah, John Gruden can stay his ass on the sidelines.
Oh, boy.
And you know, I mean, look at the emails, bro. All right? I mean, you cannot forget the emails. Now, he's a good coach, but the problem with Gruden is that he was a terrible drafter.
Yeah.
So, and the emails that I just cannot – what was it, D. Maurice Smith he was going after?
Yeah.
You know, I can't get over the emails. And
yeah, there'd have to be an addressing of that right off top.
Right,
right.
You know. And when it comes to talent evaluation, he ain't great. He ain't great. I don't think he'd be a good fit for college. I don't. I mean, I think he needs to be a guy that
Well, it's a different college game, too. Like we've said, how much it's changed.
No question.
With what's important, what's not. And this checks you got to be able to write.
Yes. Tennessee fans used to want him. Like, they used to swear he was coming.
Tired of that, boy.
Yeah. I don't think he's the answer at that level. I just don't. Anyway.
Appreciate it, Marty.
Yeah, he was great. Good stuff from him. We'll come back. Jason and John, how are you trying to fam? ESPN.